Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life with a little more stoic wisdom and a whole lot of heart. So, buckle up because today's episode is about something we all struggle with at some point, forgiving ourselves. Ever feel like you're carrying around this weight of past mistakes, those shoulda wouldas that just keep playing on repeat in your head? You know that feeling when you trip over a pebble and you spend the rest of the day replaying it in slow motion, beating yourself up about it? Yeah, we've all been there. But trust me, carrying around this baggage is like walking around with a backpack full of rocks that just weighs you down. Stoicism teaches us to accept our imperfections, learn from our mistakes, and move forward with grace. It's not about forgetting what happened, but rather understanding that we are human, we make mistakes, and that's okay. So today, let's unpack this whole forgiveness thing, how it benefits you, how to actually do it, because sometimes it feels harder than rocket science, and why it's one of the most powerful tools in your emotional arsenal. First off, forgiving yourself isn't about saying what you did was right or minimizing its impact. It's about acknowledging that you did the best you could with the information and resources you had at the time. Think of it like this. Your past self wasn't equipped with all the knowledge and experience you have now. They were making decisions based on their own limited perspective. Remember, we learn and grow through our experiences, even the messy ones. Those mistakes, they were stepping stones, not roadblocks. Imagine a sculptor working on a masterpiece. Every chisel mark, every imperfection is part of the process. Holding on to resentment towards yourself only serves to keep you stuck in the past. It's like letting a flat tire hold you back from reaching your destination. You need to address it, learn from it, and then keep moving forward. Here's the truth bomb. Forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's about freeing yourself from the chains of self-criticism and allowing yourself to step into a future filled with possibilities. Think of it as releasing that backpack full of rocks, feel the weight lift, the fresh air fill your lungs, and the energy surge through you. So how do you actually forgive yourself? It's not always easy, but here are a few things that can help. Acknowledge your mistakes. This doesn't mean dwelling on them or beating yourself up. Simply acknowledge that you made a mistake and accept responsibility for your actions. Understand the context. What were the circumstances surrounding the mistake? What were your intentions? By looking at the situation from a broader perspective, you can gain valuable insights and compassion for your past self. Learn from your experience. Every mistake is an opportunity for growth. What can you learn from this experience? How can you apply this knowledge to make better choices in the future? Practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend who made a similar mistake. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Move forward. Holding on to resentment will only keep you stuck in the past. Forgive yourself, learn from your experience, and focus on creating a positive future. Think about the time you really messed up. Maybe you said something hurtful to a friend, missed an important deadline at work, or just had one of those days where everything seemed to go wrong. You know the feeling. That sinking feeling in your stomach, the self-criticism swirling in your head, the urge to replay every detail over and over again. Now imagine taking a deep breath, acknowledging that you made a mistake, we all do. Learning from it, and then gently letting go of the guilt and shame. That's the power of self-forgiveness. It doesn't erase the past, but it allows you to move forward with greater clarity, confidence, and compassion for yourself. Remember, forgiving yourself isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. It takes courage to acknowledge our flaws, learn from our mistakes, and choose to move forward with grace. So, what are you waiting for? Take a moment right now to reflect on a past mistake that's been weighing you down. Acknowledge it, learn from it, and then consciously choose to forgive yourself. Feel that weight lift. That's the magic of Stoicism, finding strength in vulnerability, wisdom in imperfection, and freedom in forgiveness. Until next time, keep striving for strength, wisdom, and courage one day at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.